Hey everyone, before we get into today's pod, I wanted to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. You can check out the description box to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join. All right, folks, welcome into the Orange and Brown Report podcast. I'm your host, Jared Mueller. Happy New Year. Hopefully, new year, new you. Or if you're already awesome, it's just new year, same old, getting awesome you. Hope you are enjoying 2021. If you are awake by now, some of you decided to enjoy yourself last night and maybe are just now waking up. Whatever it is, I hope you are safe, right? And again, I always sign off with that, but I'm going to start with it as well. Hope you are safe. Hope you are taking care of yourself and doing what as well. And if you are into sports at all or want to get more involved in sports, I hope you take advantage of applying for the Blue Wire Hustle opportunity that's talked about in the opening there, just to take advantage, see what you can do. Kevin doesn't have me on that list, which is fine. But if you personally, a listener of this podcast, want to do it and then want assistance, want help, I promise you, I will do what I can to help you along with everything else the Blue Wire Podcast Network is offering in that process. So please take advantage of that opportunity. Let them know what's up. The link is in my descriptions. It's been in my descriptions this week, so make sure you go there to the Blue Wire Hustle link to put in your application to see if you get to be a part of the team and this fits and works out for you. I'm going to have Fred Greetham here in just a second. I'm looking forward to talking to Fred because there is just a crap ton of things going on for the Cleveland Browns. Listen, bluntly, and we talk about it, we're going to talk about it here on the pod, but we don't know. We have no idea. We know what we know right now, but we don't know what we know. We don't know what we're going to know. We don't know what's going to happen later on this New Year's day. So we're doing our best to bring it to you now, and then we'll go from there. So without further ado. All right, folks, as promised, now get to spend some time with Fred Greetham. Fred has been all over trying to keep track of all that is going on with the Browns. And so we are recording New Year's Day at 10 a.m., partially tried to plan around trying to see when new information would come, when it wouldn't come. But Fred, first, Happy New Year to you and your family.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, Jared, and the rest of our Browns fans and followers. Thank you for following us.
Absolutely. Every year, these new, like literally January 1st doesn't mean anything in particular, but it is a good time to appreciate what you have, look forward to what you want in the future. And that's what we're going to do. And so unfortunately, the Browns continue to have kind of a second week in a row where COVID-19 positives or, close contacts are problematic. What we know right now is that according to Ian Rappaport, and that's all we have on this before I ask Fred to if there's other things, but according to Ian Rappaport, there are no new positive tests by the Browns this morning or on the Browns this morning. We have no confirmation of that outside of Rappaport's tweet. Fred, are you hearing anything else as of 10 a.m.? Are you hearing anything? Are you worried about anything? The fact that there's not confirmation yet, you know, what are your thoughts on Rap Sheet's report and then kind of where we are as of right now?
Well, as far as, there was some reach out there by the report. We see Rap Sheet's report asking for confirmation from the Browns. And the response was along the line of hope he's right this time. And so they didn't confirm it. but whether they know or not, who knows? But as far as I think most people are assuming they can open up the building today and practice, they've only had about 1 hour practice this week, and that is without the new returning wide receivers who haven't really returned yet because they were allowed to yesterday, but the building never opened. So they really need to get on the field today. And Stefanski indicated yesterday before some of the news broke that they would have practice on Friday if need be, you know, and do what they have to adjust to. So I expect them, if they get in today, to have a regular practice a little longer because they haven't had anything really.
Yeah, and that's huge to know. I mean, 1 hour basically of practice, and that didn't include the wide receivers returning and Jacob Phillips returning. So let's start there. Off of last week, who do we know is back, both from the COVID list, and who do we expect to be back, injury, illness, all of that kind of stuff. So who is back, I guess, from that was not available during the Jets game?
Well, cleared from the COVID list were the four wide receivers, starting with Jarvis Landry and Donovan Peoples-Jones and Rashard Higgins and Kadarius Hodge, basically the four top receivers, and Jacob Phillips, the linebacker who will likely start, you know, in the absence of B.J. Goodson or Taki Taki if his ankle for Taki Taki and Tay Davis, which made it a concern because Malcolm Smith has gone on the reserve list and will miss the game. Harrison Bryan has gone on the reserve list, or he stays on the reserve list and will miss the game. And, of course, Denzel Ward was the latest last night, will miss the game. And he's a positive and could miss, you know, a playoff game if they even get that far, because you got to be 10 days out, and 10 days would be eliminating from a Saturday game, but he could possibly play on a Sunday game. So Jedrick Wills, I think, was held out last week because he had COVID symptoms, but he tested negative. He's back, and he has practiced full, as well as Wyatt Teller. So you really have most of the guys that you were counting on coming back. Ronnie Harrison is going to play. He'll probably start this week. And so you have, I mean, I'm all over the place, but Andrew Vandejo was tested, I believe, positive, and he's out. Carl Joseph is on the list as a contact tracing, but if he's still negative, he could play Sunday. So right now we know Sendejo's out, Goodson's out,
Ward's
out, and then on offense, Bryant.
Yeah, that's a lot of moving parts, and so it's not surprising to be all over the place in that, Fred. That's why I appreciate you. You just know all the details. So what I heard from you is, on offense, four receivers returning, all top four of the guys. Jedrick Wills returning, Wyatt Teller returning, but losing Harrison Bryant from last week. And then on defense, you're really talking about a lot of the defensive backs. Ward, Sendejo are definitely out. Carl Joseph is a contact trace, so we'll see where that goes from there. And then
it's
Ronnie
the
Harrison.
Linebackers.
Yeah, and then you have the linebackers, right? So Ronnie Harrison is likely to return there in the secondary. And then the linebackers, with Goodson out, Tay Davis and Sony Taki Taki injured, and we're not sure where they're going to be. They're kind of in that middle ground. You got a lot of turnover there, but Jacob Phillips returning. So just a lot going on there. Do you feel any level of confidence when it comes to new contact tracing? So the wide receivers and Jacob Phillips went out from contact tracing from B.J. Goodson. What about from Ward? Do you feel like, from a timing perspective, that we haven't heard anything? They seem to go through the contact tracing pretty quickly. Does that seem accurate to you, or do you think there's still some concern on contact tracing from the new positives?
Yeah, it's hard to say because of the delay here. We usually get some type of news that they're shutting down the facility, you know, 8:39 in the morning. Here, obviously, it's New Year's Day, but 10:15, they still haven't got word when they're going to open. So that tells me they're still trying to check something out. Ward was kind of off the radar. Harrison Bryant and Malcolm Smith were the ones yesterday. And so I really at this point don't know. And that's the unfortunate thing, is anybody that comes out today will not play in the game. As some of our people know that follow the OBR, there's been some, you know, rumors that it would be significant if they needed to be retested, meaning there was positive that needed to be retested. So again, you don't know if that factors into what Rappaport was saying today, or there's something else going on. But at this point, the Browns can't afford much more. It's really a trade-off. I mean, right now, if the Steelers rest the guys that have been rumored to be resting, it would be kind of a pretty good trade-off for the Browns. But with the Browns situation, you can't afford any frontline players at this point, even if Roethlisberger and T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward and Pouncey don't play. So, you know, that's where it is.
And not only can't afford that, you can't afford to lose more practice time when you've had none, really. And so for the wide receivers, it's been over a week for many of them. And Jedrick Wills was kept separate a little bit. Wyatt Teller's been injured. So he just getting on the field to see how you're feeling, all of that stuff plays a huge role. And so after I talk about Indeed, we're gonna talk about the game that we still, like Fred talked about on the Rumor Central, there's some information up. Retest could lead to some possible concerns. We just never know, and that's the unfortunate part of this year so far, is that COVID-19 and what happens is so different than, oh, he has an ankle sprain, or he has this, or he has that. It's such an unknown, and it leads us down roads where, you know, Fred and I are talking at 10:18 now this morning, and by 10:30, much of what we talk about could no longer be applicable to the Browns. I wrote an article that is just posted at the OBR looking at some of what the Steelers did last week. And I really had to try to not talk about anything that the Browns are going to do or specific players for the Browns, because I don't know who may or may not be there. And that, unfortunately, is what's going on with 2020. And so talk to you about Indeed, and then we'll get back to Fred talking about week 17 with the Steelers. 2020 is over. Businesses across the world have been challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria, and you can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. This offer will end soon. Terms and conditions apply. So, Fred, we're on to week 17. It's just a couple days away. So I guess my first question, do you have any inclination that this game could be moved? And if so, why?
Yeah, I'm not getting any indication of that. I don't know all that goes into it, but Kevin Stefanski said that they'd heard nothing from the league and they expected to play, you know, as scheduled, 1 o'clock, especially when you have the playoffs looming. They're trying to get everybody pretty much done on Sunday. I don't believe there's a Monday night game to finish the regular season, because they want all teams to finish at the same time. You know, the only alternative would be, they haven't canceled a game all year, and I know they had a provision if they canceled a game that 8 teams would make the playoffs. It'd almost be the best thing for the Browns if they did cancel the game and just say, okay, you're in. Because right now, you know, the biggest thing is, it's a shame that all we're talking about all week is who's on the list and who's not on the field. You know, this is the biggest game Browns and their fans have had in the regular season, for sure, since the team came back. And all we're talking about is who's going to be available, and nothing about really the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And I haven't paid enough attention to the NFC. I know there are still some some battles to be won out there. But in the AFC, eight teams is perfect because there are currently eight teams still in the hunt, with the Colts currently in that eighth spot. So if it does, if something happens, there is a cancellation or there is a week 18 or whatever it is, and there is eight spots in the AFC, at least it's very clean. I don't know in the NFC. I think it's a little bit more muddled in that area, but it could be perfect. But I'm with you. I'm not hearing anything that the game could be canceled or is likely to be canceled. And generally speaking, those cancels or those delays are generally due to spread continuing. And so if Rappaport is correct that there aren't any new positives today, which, by the way, reporting is really important, how things are said, right? No new positives today does not mean there wasn't a positive yesterday and then the retest didn't come back until later and we haven't seen the report. So there's still so much up in the air. But Fred, given what we think we know, and again, we both know in 10 minutes this could all be out the window, but given what we think we know about who will be out for the Browns, who will be out for the Steelers, and who will be playing for both teams, what are your expectations right now for Week 17 Browns-Steelers?
Well, I said it even before any of this. We know what the Browns' defense is. They give up a lot of points, and they're not that good. This is about the Browns' offense. They lost to the Steelers the first time because the defense just swarmed all over Mayfield. First drive, set the tone, pick six, and it was all downhill from there. They knocked, you know, Mayfield around, picked him off, sacked him four times. The offense has to figure out how to get rid of the ball quickly. Even if Watt and some of those guys aren't in there, the Steelers scheme seems to be whoever plays steps right in and plays well. It's all about the offense outscoring the Steelers Sunday, in my opinion. There's no excuse for them to even lose to the Jets when you score 16 points against the New York Jets. So to me, it's all about the offense, and Teller and Will's back should make all the difference in the world. I blame a lot of it on Kendall Lamb and Nick Harris. I didn't think they played well at all, and that was one big reason. The wide receivers, obviously, you know, didn't help as well. But the offense should be intact. And I go back to the Titans early in the season had a COVID thing, and they kept moving their game around. I don't think they practiced for a week or 10 days, and they went out and blew out a pretty good team that when they played them. And so I just think that they have no excuses. This is their playoffs. You know, as Mayfield said, you know, this is what we've been waiting for. We need to seize the moment. And they do. They need to go right out and take it to the Steelers. Because if they sit around and don't, you know, go at them aggressively and take them out of the game, it doesn't matter who's on the field. You know, they'll put themselves in a position to get beat.
And I think that we've seen two games where they've kind of are the polar opposite. So against the Titans, the Browns did what you talked about, really aggressive offense, really trying to dominate with your offense and then just kind of bleed the lead and let your defense be okay at times. And then against the Giants, where the Browns, you know, had their full allotment of players, they did a little bit more of what you're warning them that they can't do against the Steelers, which was a more conservative play calling. Just they thought they knew they were going to win. They just played everything pretty safe and conservatively, and they won the game with that kind of play calling. But against the Steelers, who are a veteran team, no matter who plays, a well-coached team, no matter who plays, you know, they do need to have a little bit more of a little bit of fire in their belly. And I think it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, with all the wide receivers coming back, with the offensive line coming back. You know, there's obviously having fire in your belly, and then there's trying to do too much, you know, being a little too amped up, trying too hard, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where you can overrun plays and get out of position, which we saw against the Jets. And so, Fred, as you look at this team, obviously we've talked defense, offense all year. The offense is obviously the better part of the team right now. Are you okay in Cleveland moving forward that might continue over the next few years, given that this is a, you know, cold weather, this is more of a blue collar town. We're used to defense and a run game. Are you okay? How do you feel about the fact that the Browns offense in this era of football may be their bread and butter and not really their defense?
Well, I think you got to have them both. I mean, as far as, I think this is an offensive league. in the NFL by and large, but you need to upgrade the defense enough to keep you in the game when you need a stop. And I've said that you can't be giving up 30 points a game. If they can just improve their defense with better players, you know, and get, you know, into the lower 20s, I think they'll have a good chance to, you know, sustain their success at least next year and in the following years, because I think the offense, you know, is in place. We'll only get better, you know, in this system. Again, we're only 15 games into, you know, Kevin Stefanski's offensive system, and they're all still learning. So I do think that, you know, that can be their calling card, but you got to improve your defense in the off season.
Absolutely. So Fred, I hear from you. I'll use the word expectation. I know we have our prediction piece that we'll get into Johnny here soon. I hear an expectation that the Browns should win this game. So I'm going to go to the opposite side and say, and ask you, Fred, if the Cleveland Browns do not beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and to be blunt, I don't even care if somehow they lose and still get into the playoffs. We know there's like a 1-8 chance that can happen. The Colts could lose. Lots of things could happen. But if the Browns lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, what do you think that means moving forward if the Browns do not win this game after falling to the Jets last week?
Well, I think it'd be a serious lesson, you know, COVID aside, is that, you know, then you would point directly at derailing your season against the Jets. That would be like the 2007 losing to the Bengals when you had the playoffs in front of you. And so it's been, my expectations were it was a 9-7 season, and feeling like you're heading, you know, in the right direction for 2021. I think that's all there, but it would be very disappointing if you're 10-4 and you don't make the playoffs. I think that playoff taste would have been so important. So that being said, if they didn't get in, I do think it's a successful season, but I do think then they would look at it a lot harder that maybe we really have to get a little more, you know, sense of urgency immediately to get the defense upgraded, you know, for next year, you know, and I think they already have that on their radar. But as far as, I do think it'd be a positive season. How can you argue with a 10-win season? But it is disappointing.
Absolutely. And I think for me, the biggest concern is it feels like it almost sets you back 1 year now that it's in front of you, because getting a taste of the playoffs, understanding the pressure of the playoffs, under just all of that, that feels like in the NFL and even in the NBA at times, like that teams need to take these natural progression steps. So the Bills are a good example. They made the playoffs. Now they're moving, you know, they're moving in a direction towards the Super Bowl. Now that's not always true. It doesn't always guarantee that, but you know, oftentimes it's make the playoffs, lose in the first round most likely, or maybe win a game, and then maybe make it to the conference championship. Then, it's this nice steady progression, and to not have that this year when it was literally right in front of you at 10-4 can be very, very difficult. So, Fred, let's hope we don't hear too much from you today in articles at the OBR, but you've been doing a great job of keeping us up to date and with all the information. So I hope today you get to rest a little bit from that. I hope we don't get any crazy new news, and you just get to enjoy your new year and hopefully just spend some time with some people that matter to you.
Sounds good.
Absolutely, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Hope you enjoyed just hearing from Fred, and just hearing, you know, someone who knows what he's talking about, been around a long time, can reference games from 2007 and so on and so on. Hope you enjoyed getting some time with Fred. Hopefully today, again, like I said to him, hopefully we're not going to get too much from Fred today besides this podcast, because, well, we just don't want anything new going on with the Cleveland Browns. We want things to be able to move forward, and we hope that things work out, that Denzel Ward, B.J. Goodson, Harrison Bryant, whoever is back for hopefully a playoff game. And that's really what we're looking for here. At the OBR, again, go to theobr.com. I just put up a piece where I broke down, did some quick film and then a breakdown of that film on three plays from the Steelers, kind of their turnaround game for the Colts. So go to theobr.com for that. And before I get out of here, talk about Bet Online. The NBA is back in action and football is heading into the playoffs. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win the season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use the promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That is BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Folks, please have a good New Year's Day, whether that's spent relaxing, spent time with family, getting stuff done, waiting for football with the college football playoffs tonight, or wondering what's going to happen for your Cleveland Browns on Sunday. Hopefully you're doing that in a way that you can enjoy and relax as best as possible. And as always, please take care of yourself, take care of others, and as always, go Browns.